next guest just became the most talked about man in the country overnight.
Big goal from the skipper.
Leans back on it, you little cripper!
With 159 career games under his belt and three All-Australians, he is now a Brownlow medalist as well.
The winner, the 2022 Brownlow medal, is Patrick Cripps.
Just another medal for a Northampton kid. Let's say hello to Paddy Cripps from the Carlton Football Club.
Cripper, congratulations. Yay! Michelle, Xavier and Basil Zemplis here. We're so thrilled for you, for the West, for Aquinas and for Northampton. Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been it's been a crazy sort of 12 hours. It's one of those things that you dream of playing AFL, but to win a Brownlow, it's pretty special.
Absolutely incredible, mate. Congratulations from everyone over here. I'm sure the Northampton community is absolutely buzzing and probably didn't rest the head on the pillow last night.
JK pushed to the side quickly.
JK's gone. You don't worry about him. Mate, what time do you... So you won the Brownlow. Have you seen a pillow yet, or like a good country boy you've kicked through?
Well, I ended up kicking through, mate. The first commitment was at 6 a.m. So it's been a long morning. Got a few more to go, but it's all worth it when you win the Brownlow.
Can I just give you a quick headline? I don't know if you've seen it yet. The Herald Sun: Cripps 10 out of 10 hungover after Brownlow.
I had an online thing, so I must have been looking pretty rusty. They run with that.
Hey, Cripper, I mentioned Aquinas College. Obviously, Nat Fyfe, dual Brownlow medalist from Aquinas. Now, he famously got the shirt off for that Brownlow photo.
Yes.
Is anything likely to surface during the next couple of days? Did you do anything like that last night?
No, I wasn't quite as happy with my rig as Fyfe was back in the day. But, pretty okay. Just had a few family and mates. We had a bit of an after party, but, pretty chilled for me.
You'll feel better because people have superimposed your head onto that picture. So you are out there,
I've done that too when I was single, don't worry.
I'll take it.
Hey, Cripper, you spoke so fondly of your family and spoke about how you got back from overseas, and you spoke to your dad about farming and the difficulties. You've got a tight group of a family and tight group of mates. It must have been a really special evening.
It was. It was, mum and dad were over, as well as my little brother, and obviously my partner was there as well. But, family's everything to me, and also, back home in the Northampton community. So, I knew going tonight, it was a special night, but when you get close, there's a lot more people cheering on, and, the amount of messages you get, videos you get sent from people is pretty special, and I know there would have been a lot of people back home cheering me on.
You were such a popular winner, not just here in the West, but right around the AFL community, and you spoke magnificently, and people loved the fact that you talked about your speaking ability, your public speaking ability, and how nervous that made you for a time and how you worked on it. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that, Cripper?
Yeah, I was, to be honest, I was pretty terrible at it. It was, I used to get very nervous, and always look at young guys now when they come through, and, I feel for them because, especially when they really get nervous and they get stuck on their speaking, I can relate so much to them. But, I struggled there for a bit, and probably stopped doing interviews for a bit there, but I knew that I needed to get to a certain level, so I just work with people at the club, and Michael Jamison really helped me, and just put some work in, and it got to a point where now I actually really enjoy it, and really, really relaxed doing it, and it's like anything. If you need to improve on it, you just need to put the work in.
Well done. Oh, no, you're a fantastic representative. Yeah, look at me, I'm still slugging it out. But hey, Cripper, at what stage last night? You obviously started the season so well, and then you missed with a hamstring early. At what stage did you think, gee whiz, I've got a couple of rippers at the back end of the season where I reckon I'm pretty good? At what stage did you start just maybe sliding the beers to the side a little bit and thinking you were 1-8?
It was an interesting one. I thought I was a lock for the 3 in round 1 and I only got 1.
So yeah, so did I, actually.
I was like, you know what's done here? So I started having a few, and then I always knew if I was a chance with that 5 rounds to go, if I was close, it could be a chance, and I was close. And then Harry McKay's mum was next to me, so she started filling my water glass up. So I sculled a few of them, and she probably saved my night, I think.
Oh, there you go. Good to hear. Yeah, if you're anywhere near where you go to the bathrooms or where the kitchen staff have to go in and out, if you're seated at that table, you're not winning that night.
No.
You're at a good table. Good
to have a mum there too, just to fill the water up as well. So what's the plans, Cripper? You've got today, you're full on, and then are you able to break away for a little bit. You've just got back from overseas. What's the next little bit of time hold? Are we going to get you back in WA at any stage?
I reckon I'll get back in a bit of November. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always like to get back. So I did most of my off-season last year back home, which is nice. I always love getting back home and catch up with some schoolmates. But this week we'll be pretty busy with the grand final. I'll be around there. And then I'm actually heading off to America for a month. So going with a few schoolmates over there. So
That'll be a quiet trip.
Yeah, that should be pretty quiet.
You won't be speaking too well then. I'll give you this here, Cooper.
I'll probably speak better then than I am now. To him, so.
Hey, mate, just before you go, the untold part of last night's count, I guess, obviously you did get 2 weeks and then the QC and the whole process, you got off. How pivotal that challenge now has been to your football career and to ultimately the Brownlow. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy when you look back on it. But I was always a big believer that I thought I'd get off right from the start, and I'm someone that always plays the ball. So it was an interesting week, but when it's a contact sport, you never want to see players get injured. And the main priority is I reached out to Cal and make sure he was all right. But I've always played the ball, and that's what I did in that instance.
Good stuff, mate. The kids at Aquinas demanding a day off for their latest Brownlow medalist today. Well done, Cripper. A champion player and a champion win last night. We all loved it over here, mate. Well done.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.